Say Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast.
What?
I say Funky Town Podcast. I say Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast.
I'm Mayor Betsy Price, and we're keeping Fort Worth funky on the Funky Town Podcast. I hope you're ready. This show's going to get a little bit funky and a lot of fun.
Welcome to the Funky Town Podcast, live and local on the scene.
Or are you going to make the rhyme?
Yeah, Friday on the green. It probably came to me about the same time that it came to you, because I wasn't really planning on that. Yeah, we're watching the Siberian Traps. We're now behind them.
We're listening to the Siberian Traps.
Zach was supposed to be here, but he ain't here, so we don't know what's going on with him.
Did we let him out of the closet from Halloween?
I thought we did.
You told me to, but I don't remember if I did.
I really imagine him going, "Finally, someone let me out of my cage." That's that Clint Eastwood song by the Gorillaz. I'm happy. I'm feeling sad.
Oh,
I got sunshine.
The Gorillaz. I was thinking of the real Clint Eastwood.
No.
I didn't. Okay.
But anyways, so maybe somebody out there got it.
Maybe.
But all right, so we're at the last Friday on the Green. It doesn't seem to be as crowded as it is during the summer. You would think with the weather like this, it'd be like way more crowded.
I mean, the times I've been here when it's been like 102, the place is packed. And I mean, there's a lot of people here, but not maybe half as many as normal.
Yeah, for the last one. And so, but yeah, it's the, they really got something going with it, with all the vendors here now. They have all the little tents set up so you can buy local arts and crafts as well as food and drink.
Yeah.
It makes it more communal.
Yeah. Plus, I don't know, I was kind of drawn to the vendors. Maybe it's the lights, but it just kind of drew me in.
Yeah, Keep Forward Funky is here.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the vendors I saw at Caps Park last week are here.
Even the ones that wouldn't let you interview them?
Yep, one of the ones that wouldn't let me interview them. So we'll go back and ask her again. I should send you over there. She didn't see you. She saw me and Zach. I can send you over there. Oh, sure.
If she wouldn't let Zach interview her, she's not going to let me interview her.
So, that's all right. But, our goal tonight was to find our friends and interview our friends, and we haven't really seen any other than James and Dwayne.
Yeah, those are the only two we've run into so far.
So,
I've seen from a distance a few people.
Austin, that's that guy's name.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Maybe.
I think that's the same.
What's his last name?
Kroll, like K-R-O-L-L or something like that?
I don't know. I saw Brandon Lops Beach running around somewhere, too. A few of the members of Sally Majestic milling about.
I thought I saw Brendan Fraser, but it wasn't him.
No.
That would have been kind of cool.
I thought I saw a guy in a Mean Motor Scooter hat, but it wasn't.
That is true. That actually did happen. I'm making myself up. That actually was...
Oh, I thought you saw a guy that looked like Brendan Fraser.
No, just thought it would be funny. Oh, there's lots of dogs here tonight. As well as... Just kidding. Four-legged animals or canines. But no, I mean, there's lots of good puppy dogs here. The people in front of us, I thought they were going to get... Those dogs were going to get in a fight.
I think they were just saying hi.
I know, but I don't think those people wanted their dog to say hi to that other dog.
Yeah.
They look kind of irritated.
They did. I think we have some audio of that.
I don't think anything. Oh, just the barking before. Yeah. We should start off with that. So. All right. So we'll see if we can find. Maybe we get James to talk to us. I did see Sloane Clark. Yeah. And that'll give us a good probably 5-10 minutes. He likes to talk.
There we go.
He's a good friend of the podcast.
We can interview this guy about his awesome car.
It is an awesome car. It's an Impala, right?
Looks
or
like
is it a Comet.
Or. Late Bel Air. It's a Bel Air.
It's purple and silver. It looks like something I had as a toy when I was a kid.
It looks like it's hard to drive. The trunk is about 6 feet long.
Yeah, you can put a body back there for sure.
Oh, yeah. A couple.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what trouble we can get into next.
All right.
All right. So we're watching a crazy game of Jenga. Maybe a father and a son.
Yeah, I believe so.
But it's close. It's going back and forth.
It's neck and neck.
It's got a good base. They're not really going for the bottom that much. They're going for the top. It's going to fall from the top. So the dad's pulling it out slowly. Oh, it turns a little bit. I think he's got it. You think he's got it? See, it's a game of patience.
He's got it.
The dad shows good patience. So what's the next move?
I think that's it. Game over.
Why is it over?
Well, there's nowhere left to pull from.
Don't you just have to pull until it falls?
I thought so, but... Well, now they're stacking them back. The way I always played is you pull one out and you just put it on the top of the stack. But they've been piling them down the bottom. And now they're restacking.
Okay, so they got a weird game going. This isn't near as exciting as I thought it was going to be.
Well... They might be dragging it into extra innings.
All right. You know, as soon as I stop this, it's gonna fall.
I know. So just let it roll.
That's your birthday.
I can always edit out all the quiet.
It's your birthday. You're the New Year, baby.
Oh, you got it.
I'm not joking. Why would I joke?
There goes.
It's been a few days.
There we have the payoff.
Yep. Get a bag of useless, but not for long. The future is. All right, so we're here with Seth from the Siberia Traps. So it's been a while since you played, huh?
3 years, yeah.
3 years? Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was like the summer. It's June of 2013 last time we played, yeah.
Nice. You like playing these events?
Yeah, I mean, hey, Nancy. Okay, sorry.
All right, that's all right.
Colleagues.
That's cool. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And they're showing their students your videos and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah,
that's cool, man. No, it sounded really good out there.
Thank you.
I think it works really well off the back of those buildings.
Yeah. You can hear it coming back sometimes in the quieter songs. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's more space. You can hear your echo come back at you, so it's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's cool. And they got some good lights and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have anything... Any favorite event that you like doing, like when you're here, like do you like the food trucks or the just seeing the kids? It's really cool seeing all the kids play. Like,
well,
play
I mean, my daughter is here, and you know, she's almost. I love the fact that it's kid friendly.
Yeah,
I mean, she's almost three. She turns three in December, but and we've been taking her to Friday on the Green since before she even turned two.
Yeah,
And she loves it. She loves to dance around with all the kids, and so you know, that's what I really like about it is just people come out.
Yeah. It's a community,
yeah.
You know? Because I don't imagine that people are driving over here from Hearst or...
Yeah, exactly.
Or, you know, so it's just the neighborhood. They're all coming out. And
it's just not the same kind of crowd you're going to get at, say, Lola's or Shipping and Receiving, which are great venues, but
sure
it's just
are.
A different situation, you know? So it's really fun to play something like this.
No, I think it's really cool. But no, you guys did great, man. It's good seeing you.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, man.
It's coming on. Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Time for me is nothing because I'm counting no age.
Alright, look who we found here at Friday the Green.
Daniel Gensick.
Donald Trump,
yeah.
How are y'all doing? Wrong!
I've noticed you have low energy.
It's because I've been, you know, just being an athlete. It takes a lot of energy to be an athlete. That's totally a terrible Donald Trump accent, but I'm going to roll with it.
All right.
I'm going to stop with it, actually.
It's okay.
You have the right attitude.
Thank you. Yeah. So what's going on?
Not too much. I'm enjoying the last Friday on the Green.
Yeah? Sweet.
Have you played one of these yet?
It was about 3 years ago.
Yeah?
Yeah. So it's 4 years ago. Yeah, so it's been a while.
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah, it
maybe
is.
Next year.
Yeah, I was trying to get on this one, but they basically said, no.
Not this time.
Wrong.
Well, they just said they didn't have a spot. But that's all right. Next year.
All right, on. So you like coming out here?
I do. I love it. And my daughter's getting her face painted over there.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, it's a good vibe. You get to run into so many people you don't get to see very often.
Yeah.
You know, and it's finally cooled down.
I know. I thought it'd be a bigger crowd.
Yeah.
No, it's cool because, I mean, you spend so much time going to bars
yeah.
and seeing your friends, and you know, but you don't ever get to go out and see the same bands play,
right.
But you have your kids with you.
Yeah.
They're playing Jenga on the seesaw.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Buying candles or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. So you have anything going on? Is it coming up? You want to press it? Push anything?
Well,
we have your record.
Yeah, I do have my record. It just came out, The Labyrinth, and... I'm very happy with it. And go to catsoup.com if you want to get one. And tomorrow I'm flying to New York to go perform for my first time in New York City.
Nice.
I was trying to get in this theater show that I was in Denver, and now it's gone off Broadway in New York. And so I didn't get the lead. The lead role went to this guy who's in Glee. And so it's all right. I get it. He's good.
Yeah, sure.
And he's got a name. And And so, but I'm going to go up there, and I recorded 4 songs, and I wrote a lot of the words for the production, and so I'm going to go up there and sing for the CD release, and I'm on like 4 of the songs of the CD release.
Oh, nice.
So it's going to be a big show, and so, yeah, I'm excited. It'll be my first time to play in New York.
That's really cool. And that's The Portal, right?
The Portal, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
So anybody want to go check it out? Portal Rock Odyssey.
Portal Rock Odyssey. Mm-hmm. So will it be touring now that it's off Broadway? Like, will it go to, like, you think it'll come here, like, maybe Beth Hall or
maybe,
or?
I guess it all depends on New York. It's like, I think their feeling is if it doesn't happen in New York, it's not going to happen anywhere.
No.
So.
But it did really well in Colorado.
It did pretty well. Yeah.
Pretty well, yeah.
You know, I mean, Colorado has a different vibe. They're not as theater friendly out there. They're more kind of music, band oriented, festival friendly. You know, so theater shows are a little kind of, felt like it was for them, it didn't really connect with people enough, you know, with that, there wasn't a big enough crowd for that.
Even
though if I think people would have saw it, they would have been like, oh man, this is totally us.
They just didn't give it a chance.
Yeah, I don't think people had an opportunity. But this guy who's putting it on has a lot of, I guess, abundance to be able to really push it. So they're really pushing it. So hopefully it'll work out well for you.
That's cool, man. Well, good luck.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, and thank you. And thanks for coming on. Have a good trip.
All right. Enjoy y'all's evening.
Me first.
Me second. All
right.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag.
The music. We'll keep it up close.
Talk loud.
Now, we were talking earlier. I wanted you to retell the story that you were telling us earlier.
About last night?
Yeah. But here, come out of this.
So Megan Henderson at Fort Worth South, or near Southside, that runs Arts Goggle and all that, she sent me an email and a select group of other people to tell us that Fort Worth Visitors Bureau paid to have this national, world-renowned writer come and do a story about our near south side, Fort Worth.
Yeah.
So she sent us an itinerary of what the plan for the day was. And so they started at Avoca, had some coffee with Gerald, went to Seneca and blew some glass.
Right on.
Cool.
And then they went to Canon Chinese over there by RAR.
Yeah.
And that's when we met them. And it was about 6:30.
Do they serve like the multiple, you know how there's a
they
first
do, like,
course,
tapas.
A second course, a third course?
Well, you can get just like single items at Canon. It's really cool because you can like try things out without doing like a full meal. It's really for sharing with another person. But they had like a full spread laid out for us. We pretty much ate the entire menu.
Wow.
Like we ate a whole sea bass. Like, they brought the whole fish out on a plate.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And so then we ate, like, kings there, and then we left there and went to RAR.
Hi.
All
right, you can't pick my light over in her rug, so I was going to let you stop by and get
here.
No.
All right. Hey, good to see you. Sorry, we're doing a podcast right now. Good to see you.
So the Canon.
So yeah, we go to Canon. I get a Moscow Mule. We're eating some awesome stuff, and then go to RAR. RAR Brewery had a Ben Wood from RAR was there waiting for us to give us a private tour of RAR Brewery. Nobody else is there, and we got to sample like this beer that nobody else has tasted yet, and they're launching it like around Christmas time. And they like made a like paper label for the tap, like that's how new it is. And gave the guy the tour, and so then Kristen Camarino from Bikeshare had one of her crew bring us some bikes to RAR. So from there we rode the Bikeshare bikes over to Hop Fusion and sampled beers that nobody else has tasted there because they're not even open yet.
Yeah.
Got a tour of that place. And then we left there and went to Shipping and Receiving. And the big jazz band was playing there that normally plays up at Preservation Hall. And we tried to go into Nile Sound where Leon Bridges recorded his album, but they
The guy that was supposed to be there to let us in and show us around had to go home and take care of his kids, so
we weren't
allowed to go in. So we went over instead to Collective Brewery, and the owner of Collective was with us, and Tony Drury was with us, so we got, like, we shotgun beers, of course, and
I love that place.
We went, Jen Frankie from Shipping and Receiving was with us, and she's a real estate agent, too, so that there's a three-story building that they're demoing out and turning into condos, so she took us over there, and it's just like, they just demoed everything out, so there's no glass in the windows, and it's like just like this industrial wasteland of building.
Cool.
So we go up to the third floor, and you can see the entire skyline of Fort Worth from there. And
wow.
Tony brought up beers, and we shotgunned and like christened the building.
That's awesome.
And so then we left there, went back to Collective, drank some more, and then had another beer that nobody else has had yet. That they just tapped, and then we ride our bikes back over to Magnolia and go to Stir Crazy. The owner of Stir Crazy was with us too, so we ate pastries there, and then we leave there and went to the usual and had like Prohibition era drinks the rest of the night till about 1 o'clock.
Wow. What a blast.
Oh man, it
was quite a story.
Yeah, and like I know all these people, but I've never experienced their businesses like this. It was like a
the red carpet treatment.
Sneak peek, yeah, it was awesome. And I was telling Megan, like, we need to do this all. We need to invite like people all the time and just do this stuff. So yeah, that was last night.
That's awesome.
I got home at 1 o'clock and woke up at 5:30 and been running ever since. So.
Man, I wasn't recording it. Can you tell it again?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, but you like Friday on the Green? It's the last one.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't.
Did you come to all of them?
Well, I manage the vendor area, so I'm at every one. But, yeah, we've been coming since the first one. But this was so we do Arts Goggle, we do Open Streets, and we don't get to really, like, enjoy them anymore because we're part of them. So we always said Friday on the Green is off limits. It's family time. But I had to, now that we have the vendor market here, I was like, I got to do one before the year's up. So I figured this would be the best one to do.
That's a really good scene, man. There's, you know, it's got a nice crowd.
It's not as busy, which no. I like, actually.
I did too, because
the kids get run around. So it's like the old days when it first started.
But it's a beautiful night for it.
It was over in that corner, and it was just like the small stage.
Oh, see, I've never seen that. I've only seen it over here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's come a long way.
Now they got lasers and stuff now.
Yeah.
I saw some laser lights earlier.
That was even before these buildings were here, the condos there.
Oh, okay, so that was before I...
Yeah.
I saw Panic Volcanic, I think, 3 years ago play...
That was Arts Goggle.
That was Arts Goggle?
Yeah, that was when we had the Keep Forward Funky on the Green.
Oh!
It was Funky on the Green.
Okay, I thought that was Friday on the Green. That's funny.
It's hard.
That was the Saturday.
It's hard to keep them all straight, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
It's such an awesome area. There's always something going on.
Yeah, Panic Volcanic, Kites and Boomerangs played that night. Vatican Press played that day.
Yeah,
that was a fun one.
Nice.
We tried to get back out on the green last year, but they said that they couldn't do it. So we ended up down on 8th Avenue. Yeah. That worked out better, though.
Oh, yeah, I like
it down
stage.
There.
It seems real cool.
Yeah.
The buildings.
That is cool down there. Really cool.
Yeah. But hey, I've been meaning to talk to you about, you know, I messaged you guys about that. But yeah, I want to talk about it. But I thought we could do like a special show. And at the moment, I forgot what it was about. But we need to get together and talk about that.
All right. So look forward to a special show.
Special edition, yes.
Coming soon. A very special Funky Town podcast.
Keep Fort Worth Funky Town.
Podcast. Keep Fort Worth Funky Town podcast.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah.
All right, man. Too.
Yeah. Dude, it's always good talking to you.
Me too, man.
Thanks for the time.
Good to see you guys.
Awesome.
Okay, awesome. Hi, I'm with Cody with W Durable Goods. How are you today?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm well.
Good.
So do you make these?
Yes,
I do. It's me and a few other guys. We make all this out of our workshop over on Boat Street by La Familia. Yeah, we've been there. We just had our 1 year anniversary.
Cool.
So it's like satchels and... Like, what are these called? Exactly, the satchel or
bag? It's canvas and leather goods, spanning from wallets, key fobs, up to briefcases, duffel bags.
Okay, I'm assuming you made your apron?
Yes, we do make aprons.
That's awesome looking, too.
Thanks. Yeah. We've actually made them for a few companies around here. We're working on a batch for Brood right now.
Cool.
And Kraftwerk Coffee, we made their aprons. A few other places, but it's been great. It's been really cool. Yeah,
that is really neat. Indiana Jones would be proud.
Yeah, I hope he would be. Yeah, it's good stuff.
That's cool. I like this transport bag.
Yeah, so this is actually made out of an old army transport bag from the 40s and the 50s. It was used to carry around bridge parts to make temporary bridges. But we found a ton of these bags, and we cut them up, add the leather, and turn them into these guys. And they're the most hardy bag we make. You can run over it with a truck and nothing's going to happen to it.
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
And so in your silver, like aluminum looking ones? Like,
yeah, that's actually aluminized Kevlar, and it's out of old firefighter suits.
Oh.
So we line the inside, they just make great all-purpose bags. This is the most durable stuff we work with, because we had to buy special scissors in order to cut it, because it was ripping up all of our other ones.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So does it keep, like, the temperature in, or is it just for look?
You know, we haven't tested it, but I mean, you might be able to bake a potato in it or something. I don't know, but we haven't tried it.
No.
That'd be neat if you could keep like things if in case there's a fire.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't know if it's fireproof, but I just haven't been willing to test it yet.
Okay, so if you're listening to this, you need to go to W Durable Goods and their store on 901 Fox Street. Buy one of those Kevlar bags. Put something flammable in it, put it in the oven, and see if it works.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I'd love to see the results of that. Yeah.
Post it online, and we'll all share it.
Yeah.
Do you have a website?
Yes, it's wdurablegoods.com.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome, that's really neat.
Can you do a lot of these? Like right on the green or like art toggle?
We're starting to. In the past, we have done more bigger events. Like, we've gone to New York and L.A., and obviously the booth prices there are very expensive. But, you know, you sell to the world, basically. But we found, you know, if we're focusing more on just Fort Worth, we get a lot more of that community feel. We're able to get to know our neighbors a lot better. And it's just a lot more fun, you know. I mean, this is so relaxed, and, you know, we're able to have a great time with people. So,
hear cool music.
Oh, yeah, totally. So we'll definitely be doing more of these in the future. I mean, we love it. It's good stuff. So.
Jeff.
Jeff, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Jack. Okay, great.
In a bag, I'm useless. Not for long, the future is coming.
I heard that, dude, and I love you too. Thank you.
sunshine in a bag, I'm useless.
There's a little girl looking to buy some beard oil.
I want you to go back there and ask that lady in the last booth in the red tent for an interview.
Okay, yeah. Oh, we can't ask her. She'll say no. And then I'll cry.
All right, you want to talk to the beard people?
Yeah, let's talk to the beard people.
Now you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs, and I'm under your snare.
All right, we're here with Paul with the Camp Bowie Beard Company. How are you, Paul?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm well. That's actually my middle name.
Oh, cool.
It's a funny little coincidence.
Paul's a good, strong name. And it's biblical.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have mustache wax and like his beard balm.
And beard oil.
And beard oil. And do you make these yourself?
I do make them myself, yeah.
So what do you make them out of? Like
just different
plants
things.
And stuff?
Well, the beard oils have got 5 different oils in them. The balms are made with the same oils, but then it's also got beeswax and shea butter. And that kind of helps with a little bit of control, gives you a little more styling help. And then there's mustache wax, which is beeswax, lanolin, and a little bit of oil too. So it kind of gives you a good firm hold.
Yeah. So I got a little bit of oil. And it tells me just put a cup, not here, but I have some oil, and I put it on my hand, and rub it on my face, and it smells really good. It's like a eucalyptus or whatever. But on that long, whenever I wipe my face, I still get that.
You're probably using too much.
That's what I'm saying.
You really only need a few drops.
Just a little bit, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, if you're feeling it oily afterwards, then you're using too much.
Because even hours later, I'll be like, scratching, like, oh, I still feel oily.
No, at your length, you probably need maybe a dime size bottle, if that much.
Yeah. And does it also keep it, healthy, assuming?
Yeah, it keeps the condition, keeps the skin underneath condition, too. So you have better circulation, better healthier hair, and it grows better that way.
Okay. Yeah, because you can scratch it and try to get some, the white, flaky skin where it's all dry underneath there. Yeah. So I guess it's to keep it kind of moist.
So it would help keep that, the skin from drying out underneath.
And y'all got a storefront, I guess.
I don't have a storefront.
Oh, you don't?
I'm just sold online, and then I do these art and music festivals.
Oh, okay. I figured because those Camp Bowie, I thought maybe you're on Camp Bowie.
I work in that area, so I just stole the name.
Do you live over there, too?
I live on the east side, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's growing up over there.
Yeah.
It's like in a few years, it's going to be like,
So, see, it's a good area.
Does he do these kind of things? Do you like, do arts goggle?
I was there. Yeah, I did arts goggle.
Okay.
Yeah. That was a great show.
And so, but this isn't your full-time job?
No. I do this, and I'm also a massage therapist.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very cool.
So I do this on the side.
Do you
kind of transition?
Do you massage your customers' beards?
No.
A little bit of oil in there, massage it for them. So it's campbowiebeard.com.
Right.
The website. All right.
Yes.
And I'm on every social media.
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, okay. Tumblr, Pinterest.
Wow, you are all alone.
You got to cover the bases.
Cool. Yeah. All right, well...
It's coming on, our future. It's coming on, it's coming on. It's
so we're with Sloan. And Sloan, this is Joe from Me Motor Scooter.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
He also is on the podcast with us.
Oh, cool.
I also play in I Happy Am.
And have you ever heard Sloan Automatic? Remember that band?
Yeah, in a former life.
I was
pretty rad.
There was a time I was pretty rad.
They played on the Pirate. They played that song. What's your big song?
That Forward Love song. Yeah. Is the,
what about, flying the American flag and the God Hates Fags and the...
It was like an instant classic.
That's a great song, man.
It
really is. Their kind of stuff is the city perfectly.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the first songs I played on the podcast, because when I heard it, I was like, oh, I got to play this on the podcast,
I was pandering to, you were the audience I was pandering to. I was like, I'm going to write a song about Fort Worth and how rad it is. And it's like, the audience was like an audience of one. It made it directly to the intended person. That's good.
I might even try to find it and play it later.
Yeah.
That's right. So your wife does the face painting?
Well, this is not my wife, but my Sloan Clark State Farm has been the longest running sponsor of Friday on the Green. I was at the chat room when they were first planning it, I swiveled around and I was like, are there going to be sponsorship opportunities? And they were like, well, we hadn't even thought of that. Who knows? And so then, we were at the very, I guess we were at the second one. Because the first one was like an unofficial one.
Okay.
But yeah, I have been making the kids get a bath on a Friday night for since 2009. I think it is. I think it's been going on that long. 2009.
Wow.
I think. Yeah.
How old's your baby?
So we got a 3-year-old and then a 10-month-old. Yeah. Yeah, he was a raccoon today. That's what he wanted to be. Yeah.
Raccoon. Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. And your daughter is doing the art?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes to the Montessori over here, Daggett, and they have an art class, but it's... You signed up for it, and like only 8th graders are really interested in it. She's a 7th grader, so she can't do art again this year. But she's like in an art club, and they always pull her to do art things because they know that she's really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she still gets to do art, even though she's not really in an art class.
So that's like a little known fact about the genius of Montessori is they take the art away randomly to make you need it.
I guess.
They're like, oh, did you like art? Too bad.
Everybody wants to do music.
Yeah, yeah.
Or theater.
Okay.
And she doesn't want to do theater or music, so she does lights in theater, which she actually loves. She loves being on the crew.
Right, you get to wear all black.
Yeah,
she likes that. You can get a radio.
Yeah.
You can be like over.
Well, she has a flashlight.
Yeah. Yeah, a clipboard maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Someday.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah, because it has her cues on there when she has to fade up and fade down. And
So
I actually went to a play and was like, watch my daughter do lights. Instead of watching it was weird to actually go to a play, not to watch your daughter in the play, but
right.
I was actually paying attention to the fade outs and the blues and the reds. Uh-huh. And like, you did a really good job.
So it's like basically she was like the whole time she was on. It's like some people, their kid just comes out and has like the one line,
right.
One line about whatever, like Frosty the Snowman, only stop the moment when, and then it's like, I'm done.
Right.
But your kid like the whole time.
She's setting the mood the whole time.
Yeah.
The atmosphere.
Right. Right. Lighting's kind of a big deal.
Someday I might want to hire her for a show.
All right.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's 12 now, so I think there's laws against it, but soon.
Yeah.
No, you just don't have to pay her now.
Yeah.
It's like an internship.
Internship, right.
Yeah.
Right. No, it's really cute seeing all these kids walk around with tiger faces.
No, it's super wonderful. This is like good for the soul. This used to be like my wife and I's child prevention,
strengthening, I guess you'd say. And so then, because, kids are annoying.
Sure.
But now that we have kids and I realize that I get to be a thing. It's like kind of a rad gift, you know what I'm saying?
It is.
Like, and then they're just going to go home and they're just going to stare at the mirror.
Right.
This isn't coming off tonight.
No, and once you have kids, even if your kids aren't here, you get a kick out of seeing other kids.
No,
doing
I'm telling you, now I'm like, yeah. Kids are awesome.
Yeah, they are awesome.
Yeah. Now, you know what the world needs? The world needs a children's band. It's like an act. Like a children's
kids,
act. I'm saying,
kids that are in a band,
we should
or
stop
band
trying
kids.
To perform for adults.
Oh, yeah. I love children's songs.
Adults are the worst. You know what I mean? Kids will, weep.
Yeah, or they'll dance and do cartwheels.
Yeah,
and
no, I'm telling you. They will buy your product. They will pee in your potty that has your face on it. Grown-ups won't do that for you.
No.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's something to it. That dude Steve from Blue's Clues, he was in a band.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was secretly in a band that he took really seriously.
Right. It wasn't a kid's band.
Right.
But he did a kid's show.
Yes. Right. He had the opposite.
Yeah.
He was enough of these kids.
But you were talking about They Might Be Giants earlier. They
did
kids' songs.
They do kids' songs.
Yeah.
I mean, Pizza Boys could be a kid's song. One of our songs could be a kid's song.
I don't think kids know who Sylvia Plath is.
Yeah, but that's an Easter egg
for
the adults.
That's the formula. Because you don't want the parents to go sick.
Right,
you got to have something intelligent in there.
Man, I watch these kids' shows and they have adult jokes in there that I'm all like, they're talking about rocket ships going to outer space and they go into this whole thing about how NASA's not being funded right. And it was hilarious, but the kids are just...
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I think there's kid money.
Oh,
you guys could have an ice show, a touring ice fest,
all the money
merchandise
the
is
No, I'm telling you, you guys could
the films. It's like nobody wants to make a rated R film anymore because they don't sell because they want kids to go,
right?
Yeah,
and somewhere in there, it's like, am I happy? It's like there's a twist that you guys will be getting the kids to. Just sing it all the time.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
From your lips to God's ears, they say.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Because we're going back into the studio.
Yeah, that'd be great. We already have a bunch of songs planned out. Sorry, I didn't mean to take over.
Yeah. So then, how do you know when it's time to record?
When you have like 30 songs.
Yeah.
And you can cut out like the best half and then record those.
You know, so like those Disney movies only have like 6 songs. Like, you know, you like a musical, you're like, oh my God, you know, but like you guys have been like 4 Disney movies.
Right.
Right? I'm telling you that this kid thing is the way to go. It's a lot less work. You know the problem? You know why it's not going to work? You don't have kids yet. This is y'all's window, and you're going to screw it up.
No, but once you have kids, you don't have time to do that.
That's what I'm talking about. No, they don't know what they have now. It's like the market's there, you know? You're likable.
You should watch Billy and Bobbert.
Okay.
Yeah.
Billy and Bobbert is our YouTube series.
You send him a link.
Yeah, I'll send you
a
link.
All right. Is it kid-friendly?
Yeah, yeah, oh, totally wait, yeah. It's,
okay,
it's
then.
It's hilarious.
All right, I'll watch it with my kid.
It's only kid-friendly.
Yeah, it's only kid-friendly.
It's for people who are kids at heart.
That's so funny. That's, like, such a polite, you know.
Like, or stoner-friendly.
Exclusively kid-friendly, you know. Yeah. Here.
All right, man. It's always great, Sloan.
Absolutely.
Appreciate the time.
I appreciate you guys.
Yep, thank you.
Later on.
Later on.
Me out. It's not the churches on every corner. Change just brings me down. We are building the F-35 and I hate to hear them flying over my head. It's not the schools teaching creation or the kids rocking the Confederate flag. No, I don't know what it is about it.
Jeff and Joe are leaving us, so for all you listeners, say goodbye.
You don't have to go. You can stay and hang out.
No, I want to. I'm hungry.
Okay, bye, guys. I'm having fun with y'all. I'm glad I came. I was real tired, but I'm glad I came.
You and Rebecca can do interviews.
Yeah, we're going to take over the podcast. It's going to be nothing but fart jokes and Whoopee.
Dude, I need the time, so you do it, it'll get put on there.
Right.
Fart jokes.
Yeah, I know that this guy over here in the blue shirt played with Kevin Aldridge, but I don't know if the guy in the glasses... I think the guy in the glasses is Kevin Aldridge. Talking to Ronnie Hart.
Ronnie Hart's here.
Oh. No, but I gotta go. So go talk to Ronnie Hart, ask him if it's Kevin Aldridge. Tell him we're friends on Twitter. And I said, hey.
Hi, Ronnie.
Yes.
I'm Zach.
Okay.
I'm with the Funky Town Podcast. We're friends of yours. I was wondering, is this Kevin Aldridge?
Kevin Aldridge.
Yeah,
Kevin
that's me.
Hi, Kevin. I'm Zach.
That's me.
I think you're friends with our host, Jeff Lord, on Facebook or Instagram or something.
Jeff Lord is...
I am.
And
I think we met one time through Aaron Knight.
Awesome.
Briefly at the Weekly Awards. I don't know if you... Or not the awards, the showcase.
I just got beer all over.
Where you meet everybody, but you don't remember any of them.
Yeah, I understand that. That's one of those things. And you played the showcase this league year, didn't you? Or was that the...
Hey, Jeffrey. That's the league man himself.
Yeah, they had to leave, and that's why. He said to say hey, and sorry that he had to leave before he could talk to you.
That's all right.
So he just sent me in without...
At least he gave me the fun stuff to do.
Yeah, right?
Oh, that's cool.
This is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. I'm
Hi.
Kevin. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Kevin.
Kevin Aldridge, Ronnie Hart.
Hi, Ronnie. I've heard you play.
Oh, thanks. Yeah,
we're fans. We're actually a band. I Happy Am.
What's the dog?
I Happy Am.
Oh,
I
yeah, just
I shit to like it. Gun smoke, you're righteous with one talk. You're psychic among no possess you with one go.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine.
So many porta potties.
So many.
So many.
I can't count all the porta potties.
So many porta potties.
A lot of porta potties.
Wow, so many.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless.
Just want to give you a heads up there. But if you guys still need to eat, it's still open. If you still need a drink, it's still open. If you want to go shop for a Christmas present, it's still open. But, you know, tonight, this band who... I don't know if they've ever played this show before, but they probably... Oh, there you go, never. They probably should have over the last 8 years, and that's maybe my bad, okay? But with that said, 15 years ago, they were a three-piece. Tonight, you're going to watch a 10-piece blow your mind. So you all get up, get your dancing shoes on, and do whatever the hell else you do, but give it up for Sally Majestic!
song is called 10 Possible. This next song is called Wait.
At your house, Jeff, dropping off the recorder, and the car is beeping. Do you have any last words, Rebecca?
Like last words, or like just for the podcast?
That's it. All right. okay, so I left Rebecca in the car, and I'm walking up to the your steps. I'm out of breath from walking 16 feet, peeking into your house. Just kidding. I'm not a creep.
You're too crazy. Lifeless to those with definition for what life is. Priceless to you because I put you on the hype shit. You like it? Gun smoke, you're righteous with one toke. You're psychic among no possess you with one go.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless. Not for long, the future is coming on. Ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag, I'm useless. But not for long, the future is coming on. It's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
The essence, the basics, without it you make it. Allow me to make this child like your nature. Rhythm, you have it or you don't, that's a fallacy, I'm in them. Every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes, I see destruction and demise.